To start, let's just put Northern Pass controversies aside. Imagine all of the energy lines will be buried, or somehow the electricity will plug into the New England grid without wires. If somehow that were the case, would Canadian hydropower be a good idea then? Ken Kimball says no. He's the director of research for the Appalachian Mountain Club and a board member for the New England-based Low Impact Hydro Institute.
Hydro-Québec's facilities are actually some of the largest replumbing of river ecosystems in the world. Of the larger Hydro-Québec reservoirs, those dams actually flood an area that represents about 80% of the total area of the state of New Hampshire. So low impact, these projects are not.
To get that much power from rivers involves flooding a lot of land. And in Quebec, they've done it by taking whole rivers and redirecting most of their water into reservoirs that feed a dam. These reservoirs cover plant life. As those plants die and break down, carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere, and mercury is released into the water for decades after. But while reservoir hydro is not a zero-emissions energy source, it is still relatively low carbon, says Hydro-Québec spokesman Gary Sutherland.
The hydroelectricity that's generated here in Quebec, in 2010 it was about 30% of all the electricity generated in Canada, but it represented only 1% of the greenhouse gas emissions.
This is partly because Hydro-Québec doesn't only have reservoirs, but 38% of its power comes from run-of-river hydro, which entails much less flooding. And from the perspective of the grid's operators, hydropower plants that store water in big reservoirs have other advantages. For one, they generate a lot of juice. Hydro-Québec's dams generate more than 33,000 megawatts of electricity, more than enough to power all of New England. That's very appealing to folks like Michael Hogan, a consultant with the Regulatory Assistance Project, which advises public officials on how to get carbon out of the electric supply.
Without taking a position on Northern Pass, as it's currently configured, you know, the idea of building new transmission between Quebec and New England is a pretty good idea.
Hogan points out that big hydro may have big impacts, but unlike other renewables, the floodgates can be opened whenever electricity is needed. And dams can be brought online quickly when other renewables start to fade. They don't take 10 hours to warm up, unlike some traditional fossil fuel or nuclear plants.
And hydro and wind work together really well. That's how Denmark works. You want to know how Denmark gets 20% on an annual basis, and it's sometimes more than 70 or 80% of its electricity from wind, and still keeps the lights on? It's because it's connected to a hydro system in Norway that is basically the same size as the Danish grid.
But the environmental impacts of big hydro still worry people like Ken Kimball of the Low Impact Hydro Institute. However, he does believe that smaller dams can have a place in New England's grid.
For example, right now, Boston gets its water from the Quabbin Reservoir system, and there's a whole aqueduct that brings it over. You can put turbines in that and generate power, and you know, a few megawatts here and a few megawatts there actually start to add up.
Such dams exist in New England. There are three certified low-impact installations in New Hampshire. That includes the 15 Mile Falls Dam on the Connecticut River. That's a dam that generates roughly the same amount of power as some fossil fuel plants. Kimball met me in front of a small one in Penacook. Power from these installations flows into the regional grid, just like other power plants, but they do so in a way that allows fish to pass by and have minimal impacts on the shoreline. The biggest problem with small solutions like those Kimball proposes is they still are tiny in the scheme of things. Consider that there are about 50 dams in New Hampshire, and taken together, they account for about half of the power of a modern natural gas power plant. It would easily take hundreds of the small turbines Kimball is talking about to have a real impact. Meanwhile, Hydro-Québec is itching to move its excess power south. About 2,200 megawatts of Canadian hydropower can already power the New England grid, most of it flowing on a transmission line that comes into the state through Vermont. Hydro-Québec sells retail power in Quebec at artificially low prices by provincial law, which Kimball says sets up a strong incentive to export.
As long as they can continue to sell this, they're going to continue to build more dams and to flood considerably more areas as they move forward. That's their incentive.
Whether or not Northern Pass becomes a reality, Hydro-Québec spokesman Gary Sutherland says they'll continue to look for ways to build more interconnections to New England.
Hydro-Québec's got a good product. We do have the resources to export. And once again, it's a commercial relationship that's been in place now for quite some time that is functioning very, very well. I see no reason that it wouldn't continue to function and to expand in the future.
So no matter how it gets there, more big hydro and its big impacts could wind up powering the Granite State. Now, there are other ways to meet energy demand besides building new capacity. That's the topic for tomorrow, flattening the curve for the demand for electricity. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.